As dawn breaks around 7 a.m., this ridge is covered with hundreds of frontiersmen and farmers asleep or starting their day. Only two officers who had served with the regular British Army have uniforms. The flatter parts of the hill are farmland owned by Christian Reinhardt, so it is mostly open with a few trees. The ground is wet after a night of strong rain, and a heavy fog hangs about the hillsides. Along the first part of the sidewalk you walked down, either under it or just to its left, in 1780 there is an unpaved road barely wider than a bridle path. It leads past the mill to the west of the ridge behind you and continues miles to the east to Sherrill's Ford over the Catawba River. At least a half mile ahead of you, you hear gunshots. Men scramble to their feet in confusion, grab their weapons, and form a line facing that direction to your left and across the hill. The sidewalk below the curve seems to match where a second-hand report claimed the Tory line formed. More likely, it was further downhill on part of the slope destroyed when the high school was built. Also, instead of curving back along the road the way the sidewalk does, the left end probably continued directly across the ridge. First, the pickets who had been guarding the road and fired the shots appear on horseback, galloping for their lives up the road and out of the fog. Then off the left side of the road, you see what they are running from, Patriot cavalry. Those horsemen are charging straight up the ridgeline, perhaps hoping they still have the advantage of surprise. Look left to spot the top of the ridge, and then let your eyes follow down to where the ridgeline would have run above the high school. When the Patriots are close enough to emerge from the fog, somewhere within 50 yards, the Tory line fires a volley. Some of the cavalrymen drop. Captain Galbraith Falls, a veteran of the 1776 Cherokee campaign, is hit in the chest. The rest wheel around and turn back out of range. Falls rides back down the road to the base of the hill and falls off his horse, dead. Then you hear a commotion to your right. Turn right and look downhill to Lawing Drive. It's unclear whether a road was there at the time. Bushes lined the small stream at the base then as they do today, though probably thicker. Where you see houses to the left was a swamp, and today's battleground road that passes them from the right was another dirt road. See the map at the bottom of the page. Patriots on foot are running up the road, battleground, and pouring off it in both directions, toward you and out of sight to the right. They, too, are reacting to the surprised shots from the Tory pickets. Their officers had hoped the infantry would be in place before the cavalry attacked. They try to form a line on the near side of the stream. Scroll to the audio clip under A Hillside Covered in Blood.